Hi, Craig James. With a look at the key economic and financial events over the coming week. Well, there's not too much in terms of top shelf indicators in either Australia or the US over the coming week. So it's very much of the second tier variety. We start off on Monday, though, with the Reserve Bank Governor. He's giving a panel discussion, or he's part of a panel discussion in Canberra, and we'll be looking for his latest comments on the economy, perhaps something on the latest federal budget. We've got new vehicle sales figures also out on Monday from the Bureau of Statistics. There's a lot happening on Tuesday. The Commonwealth Bank releases its business sales indicator, a measure of economy-wide spending. We also have weekly consumer confidence. We also have the minutes from the last Reserve Bank board meeting, and also residential property prices, a publication from the Bureau of Statistics. Then on Thursday, we'll have some more details of the latest job figures, and this will be jobs by industry. So we'll be able to see which industries are actually creating all the jobs across Australia. In terms of overseas events, looking at China and the United States, really housing dominates in terms of the indicators that will be coming out. We've got indicators like new home sales, we've got existing home sales, and also a measure of home prices. That's happening in the US, also a measure of home prices in China. That's happening, you know, sort of on Monday. At present, prices are up almost 11% over the year, but they are coming down. The growth rate is slowing. And that's a phenomenon that we're seeing in many parts of the globe, not just in China, but also in terms of the United States and in Australia.